This week's shiurim have been sponsored by Family C. Bloom, Lilo, Morris, Rachel, Bas Menachem Menes, Mrs. Ray Bloom. Sunday, 29th of August, Yutes Elul, Rabbi Nechor Sorotskin, could a second born be a Bechor, could a brother marry a sister?
The topics may seem to be a little bit controversial. Maybe when we get out of here, we'll realize that it's not so. Last week in the parsha, we read an interesting phenomena. Kisiyano leish shtei noshi, achas auvo veachas snuo, v'yoldu lo ibonim o ahuvo veasnuo. Vehoyo abena bechoyer lasnio. Hoyo beyoy manchilo es bono es asher hiyeloi. Lo yuchal vaker es beno ahuvo al penei ben asnua bechoyer. Ki es a bechoyer ben asnua yakir losis loy pishnaim bechol asher imotuloi. Ki hu reishis oinoi loy mishpat ha bechoyer. This is the parashah. Comes along the Goyen in three different places in different versions. I'll take the most simple one, which is in the Goyen's Velter Alein. Goyen says a four question arise reading this particular parsha. If you read the parsha Tepshat, the old Uloi Bonim O Ahuvo Vasnua seems that the lady of the Ahuvo's son took place prior to the lady of the snuah's son. Shteitach v'yoldu lo ibonim ahuvo v'asnuah. Immediately thereafter, the punchline of the pasuk, v'hoya aben ha-b'choyer v'asnuah. If the b'choyer is the son of the snuah, it should have said, v'yoldu lo ibonim ha-snuah v'ahuvo v'hoya aben ha-b'choyer v'asnuah. Number one. What is lo yuchal levaker? You know, there's something called preferred. Why should the Torah, why mehechetesi? One should have the option to have a priority to be mevaker just because he loves one of his wives and he hates the other. Weiter, what does the Torah say, snuos of the Goy? Torah says, leisisna sachicha bilvavech. Why is she, the one who is, apparently he dislikes her, is called a snua? And fourth, last but not least, why is the Torah telling me that the reason why as if the Torah is trying to tell us the time a mitzvah, why one should not prefer one of the other? We find many chukos and zeirois in the Torah with no time. Why here the Torah has to specify and say what is the reason why one may not prefer one over the other? Those are the four kashas. Comes along the Goyen with a very, very controversial proposal. He says, you know what the story was? Somebody married a wife. But just for practical purposes, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Lived with her for 3-4 weeks, and he realized that the marriage is not going to be a successful one. Went to Beis Din, 1-3, exit strategy, walked out. 3 weeks later, the Shadchan came and read him another Shidduch. And he went and married a second wife, which he loved, and lived with her, ad me'aves. What happened was that the very first one got pregnant during this four-week marriage. And the second one also got pregnant immediately pursuant to the second marriage, which took place on Tesvov. He doesn't have to wait 3 months. The 3 months is a din of the Isha, have to wait Chotcham. Tana, a man, does not have to wait. Mikar, a din, he doesn't have to wait. he went and he married the second one. She was pregnant and he had the child. Now, the one who was born first is really the second one. Because Ivan Azibale. You know what Azibale is? Somebody who's Noilad Leshiva. Gemara says, but people are born after 7th month of pregnancy. So ipso facto, the birth of the second chronological marriage, which took place 1.5 months later, occurred prior to the birth of the divorced wife. Notwithstanding the above, the pregnancy of the very first wife took place, of course, 6-7 weeks prior to the second wife. Now this guy is coming to make a... He's going to his lawyer, and he says, I would like to make right now my tzava. Of course, needless to say, that his second wife, who is his loved one, he would like to prefer and give her son his chelek b'cheda, which is double of the chelek poshut. And he has a good time. He says, you know what? He was born first. He is the one, the Ben Ahuvo, was born first. It really occurred in the very same sequence that the Torah says. The Ahuvo had the son first, and the Snua second. But the Hoya Ben Abechor Lasnia. Notwithstanding the above, since the Ben Abechor, his mother was Nisaber, got pregnant prior to Ben Ahuva. So he, right now, is standing with two brothers. One is older on the calendar, he's going to have a bar mitzvah, a half brother is a share father. And one is born later, but his mother got pregnant first. So the Goyen, the reason why she's called a snua, there is one person who's called a target snua when a person divorces a wife. Says usneo ho'ish horishay. She's called a snua because she's a grusha. Vehoya ben abchor la snua. The reason why he's a bchor because she got pregnant first, the mother. So tell you have a vaker. One may come and think, of course, if you ask Das Balbatim in the street, which one should get? What would be the answer? The answer would be, of course, give it to the one who was born first. So the Torah knows. You know what? When it comes to Yerusha's Bechor, what counts is not who was born first, but what counts who is called Reishis Ayroi, the very first one child which got pregnant, the mother which got pregnant first. And being that the mother who got pregnant first is the Snua, Zog the Torah LeYuchal Avak. Ad kan divrei Agra. Agav, before we go any further, the Netziv, Gleich Dof Not, says a whole different pshat. Achas, Ahuva, Achas, no, we'll not go into it because of constraints of times. But in Panja's line, he says, Yim nishmo b'shem agro le'efech, sho'il chim achara ibur. There is a rumor in the name of the Goyen that by Bechor you go after the one who got pregnant first. I don't believe it. B'shem Rabbeinu Agro, v'sheker he'idu b'shmoy. It's a lie. The Goyen never says it. Unfortunately, the Netziv did not have what we have today. But it appears by the Goyen and by the Talmid Goyen and by Chaim Volozhin. Chaim Volozhin brings Shamati Mipi, Meir Verabi, and Chochma Shleime. There are different people who quote the Goyen, other than the Ksaviyat of the Goyen himself, where the Goyen says that Yerusha's Bechoyer is pending the pregnancy and not the birth. The question, however, very simple. Amikuk Tarayim in Tere in the Parashas told us where Yaakov and Esau are born. Shteit Amoyer the Kepasuk. The Acharei Ken Yotzo Ochiv. The Yodoy Oichezes Ba'akev Esau. Zok Rashi. Vos mein v'yodo echel, it's a quote of the Gemara and the Medrash. Shomati Midrash agodol lefi pshutoi. Bedin hoyo oiches boi leakvoi. This is something that really, in essence, sekum tach yankel tzayin abchor. He deserves it. And they say in Yiddish, at elach fadint. Why? Yaakov noitzar mitipo rishoyna. Ve'esov minach shmiya. Say umad mishforferes shepir ktsoro. Tembo shtei avonim zutachazu. Anichneses rishoyna teitze achroyna. Vanichneses achroyna teitze rishoyna. You know, a lot of you people may be flying business class. You know, you're sometimes waiting for your luggage, you're expecting it to come out. You come out first and you wait and wait and wait. And you don't realize that the schlepper who is traveling economy, shebe economy, comes 2 seconds before the flight, so he loads his suitcases on the last. He gets his suitcase out first because the porter who is unloading takes first come, last served. So Rashi, exactly the same thing. Yaakov noitza mitipa mishona sagmorin saiter. And Esau mitipa shnia. And it's a shforferes, it's like a box. First comes in, last comes out. The nimzo Esau hanoitzo bachroino yetzirishay. Esau, who was created, formulated, last will come out first. The Yankev Shinoitza Mitipo Rishoino Yotza Achren. The Yaakov Bale Akvi. Therefore, during the time of the birth, Yaakov is coming to fight. Sheyehei Rishon Leleida Kirishon Yitzira. The Achre Ken Yodo Yechezes Be'akev Esau. Why is he holding on to the Akev of Esau? Because he's saying, you know, I came here first. I came 3 hours before the flight. Checked in my luggage first. Excuse me, get out of the side, I want to get out first. In order for me to become the Bechor. Ve'ifter esrachamo. And he, I will become the Peterachem. This is the ongoing dialogue or dispute between Yaakov and Esav during the Leida of Esav. One who looks at this Rashi, Kipshutai, says, you know, this Rashi is a head-on collision, a contradiction to the Goyim. We know that Esau was the Bechor. You know that Yaakov was not the Bechor because, unfortunately, he was not able during the later to do this loophole exit prior to Esau. And he claimed the Bechor, he bought it, and he told him he stole it. That's all he's doing about it. And they say it. Lichur, according to the Goyim, Vazdaf men Ankumen, why does one have to go ahead and sell or resell the Bechor? Poskim Shabbat. The reason why Yaakov is a Bechor, he is a Bechor, Mikar Adin is a Bechor. The reason why, because he was recently in Sira. Which is Lichura Estira Mefureshes to the Divrei Hagoyim. However, we do know that there is a fundamental distinction between the din bechoyer lenachalo and the din bechoyer lekdusha. The din bechoyer lenachalo is totally in the firstborn to the father. Reishis Ayinu, even without getting involved in the Goyim's sophisticated scenarios, the very first born to the father, whoever he is, wherever he is, wherever the mother is, doesn't make a difference. Although he's born to a woman which may have had 4 children before, he doesn't have Kedushas Bechor because he's not in Hefzeh Peterechem. He is the one who's Bechor Nachlo. Yet, the Kedushas Bechor Pirabeh, we only do to one who is born first to his mother. He has to be called Peterech. The Gemara says, somebody is born and it's a C-section. No pidyon haben. Kol chol besiv, no pidyon haben. Blo'osay chulda, no pidyon haben. There is dafnois harechem, which is mekadesh, the firstborn, and it's totally in the Peterechem Shema. So the din nachlo is totally in Reishis Oinoi. The din kdushas b'choyro lehar, pidyon haben is totally in Peter Rechem to the mother. Was ist doch gewend der Machleikes Yankov und Esav? Says, Yankov, Esav sagt, in der Neuch Leumach Lamus, wo Lamus ist der Bechöre, Rashi brings down, it's a Gemorian Seite, you know what? Avoid the bechayres. It's anyway going to be taken away. Actually, who can mishkan avoid the bechayres? Take the mishkan at the end of zvachim. And you know what? It's a temporary appointment. So what's going to happen at the end? Anyway, I'm going to lose it. May as well sell it. Their deen of actually who can mishkan avoid the bechayres is out since we have limitation of time. Is mevur in the sugi and bechayres davdal that will base machlekes rabbeinu and shlokish. That it is totally in kaddish called bechor peterech. For someone to be oived as a bechor, which was the one who was oived prior to the avoda taken away from the bechoras given to Bnei Levi, is totally in peterech. So in Eile, this is clear. Yankov Esav Zachnish Kishlag, and there was this question of a few dollars: who is going to take Yitzchak Savinu's double portion in his wealth? And according to the Gaon, very well may be the being that Yaakov was Rishon LeYetzirah, Reishis Ayinah Kumten, he is the one who will get double portion. Yet, this is not going to help us as far as being Aveda B'Bcheres for serving in the Mishkan or actually Yukam HaMishkan. This is not going to help us. Because for that you need Kedushas Beterech. And Kedushas Beterech is totally in the physical later, whoever comes out of Daphne Sarech in the first. That Esau, although was second come, was first served because he's coming out of the first. Mele comes Yaakov and says, you know what? Bedin, that I should bypass you. Because I'm recently in Sira. I have already the double portion in Hilchos Reishis Oinoi in Nachaloi according to the Goyim. But I'm lacking this being Yotze Rishon. I'm lacking this physical appearance to the world, Poitev the Rechem of the mother first. Vilich Sheyehe Rishon Leleido Kerishon LeYetzirah. The words are so beautiful. The Rishon Leleido should be as Rishon LeYetzirah, like a Rishon of creation. In other words, I should become a double Bechor. I should not only be the first one to be created, but I would also be the first one to be born, resulting in all the derivatives of having Kedushas Beterechem of firstborn. So this is the Chor Pashat. This is Aleph Beis. Just to add on, as an introduction to what we're going to speak about next, why is it that way? Why, according to the terminology of the Goyen, the Deen Nachalo is totally in Reishis Oinoi, even if you don't learn the sophistication of the Goyen, and the Deen Peterech and Kedushas Bechoyer, Pidinabe and Avoyda Bechoyeres, that's totally in the mother. And the reason I think very well may be, perhaps it's Emes. Mora says, Megillah and Dafyud Gimel Amud Aleph, Mora comes along and says about Esther, she states, Ki ein lo ovoim, ubemoiso via ve'imo lekocha Mordechai lelebas. So the Mora says, what is this double lashon? Ein lo ovoim, ubemoiso via ve'imo. Zog de Gemore, Omar Ravacho. This is going to be Omar Ravacho. Besho shenis abro imo meiso vio. Ukshe yeladeto imo meiso. Her father died as soon as her mother got pregnant. And her mother died as soon as she gave birth. In other words, not ki'ein lo'avein, not only did she not have a father and a mother, but she had never, says Rashi, lo'hoyo sho achas shimisho shenire lehikoreis av. She could have had a father through the whole pregnancy. But in the minute her mother got pregnant, the father died. And in the minute the mother gave birth, the mother died. You know what's stated in Rashi? A peladikazach. You want to take out some chestnuts from this year? Peladikazach. Rashi states that a father becomes a father 9 months before the mother becomes a mother. Rashi makes a person into a father in the very first moment when his wife gets pregnant. And therefore we must kill, quote unquote, Esther's father immediately by the Ibur. Because if we would stay there for the 9 months, then she had a father for 9 months. And we want to say, V'lohoyo sho'achas aruyo likore avoyim. Yet the mother doesn't have a shame aim until the very giving birth. Of course, I mean, she's going to die before and there's not going to be a baby. But it's chaluk, the shame av for the shame aim. The shame av is chal with the ibur. The shame aim is chal by the later. And I think this is the pshat when you come to a bris. Yismach ha'ov b'yaitz ha'chalotzov. The sucker leave him a free meat, no. The father is happy b'yaitz ha'chalotzov. Right by the ibur. Because he's av. The Sagalima is the mother's joy pre-beaten. She cannot joy yet because she doesn't have a shame aim for all practical purposes until the very late. So meaning, inasmuch that the Chaloi Shame Av is concluded and is completely, fully executed Bishas Dibur, therefore, we very well may understand why the Torah says that Kihu Reish Yisraelai, the father, the Nachalo, which is Tolein the father, is Tolein the first one who is conceiving first. He is Reish Yisraelai. Why? Because inasmuch as he has a shame av, his shame av is already, as they say in Yiddish, conscious, completed, fully executed, Bishas. By Seibur, and therefore all the derivatives of the Av, which Nachalo is telling the father, telling him Shasaibur. Now we're standing there above. Kedushas B'chayr, which is told in Peterechem, is the shame aim is not yet completed fully until the very Leido taking place. Resulting in that at Vivayit, the mother is the one who gives the Chaloi Shem Peterechem, that is totally Bishas, the lady, and not Bishas, the Ibur. So this is simple. I only have 6 minutes. You know, in Sefer Bereishis, we have a story. Dino has a story with Shechem ben Hamor. Dina has a story with Shechem ben Hamor. She comes out of there. The ones who free them, take her out to freedom, is Shimon the Levi. She knows after such a story being nival to Shechem, she's not going to get a shidduch. So she doesn't want to come out of the house of Shechem. She says, "What's up? I'm lost. I don't want to hear from it. I'm staying here." Came Shimon, her brother. One of the two, Shimon Levi Achim, he was the older one, came and he screamed, "I swear to you that I'll marry you.
I'll marry
you." Veshol ben Aknainis, says Rashi, ben Dino, shenivalo leknaini, velerotzo lotze is at shenish bolo shimish yisraeno. Shimon, one of the sons, if you look at Parshat Vayigash, one of the sons of Shaul, of Shimon, was called Shaul ben Aknaimis. As I state, somebody once asked me a kasha, and I found it later in Eidif and Vela Achorinu. Who is Tumor? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think that says, that Benoyach, is mutter to marry his sister Minoav. But a sister Minoyim is also. You know, Benoyach is also in Arai, it's one yeshiva's mitzvah Benoyach. Benoyach can only marry Achoyse Minav. Achoyse Minoyim, not only is allowed to get married, not allowed to marry her, Imnoso Yoitzi. If he did marry her, he has to take her out. We know the Shvatim was Mekayim Kolatele Kulo, actually Nitno. Eva say, how does Shimon, okay, he wants to get his sister out. He wants to give a promise. But he is fulfilling his promise. He's going ahead and he's getting married to his sister. How does he marry his sister? She's a Chosei, Minayim. Because they're all children of Leah. So Tesis went to Kashi. That's getting about what Tesis. That's getting about Tesis to Kashi. Kashi, how did Shimon marry? And he says, you know what? Since Kimuko actually Nitno, they chose whatever they wanted. They were Mekayim, whatever they didn't want. They didn't Mekayim, therefore, in Klapi this mitzvah, they deemed they opt not to be Mekayim. However, what I would like to suggest, and being that we only have 5 minutes, I'm going to cut it very short. You know, when Dina was born, the Torah says a pasuk, "Ve'achar yoldo bas." What is the word "achar yoldo bas"? First means "ve'achar yoldo bas." Okay. So it's a whole Gemara, and I don't have the time. So again, these are machlekes, the Medrash, and the Yerushalmi at the end of Brachas, and the Gemara at the end of Perek Haroye. What really happened? The Gemara comes along and asks, could a guy come when his wife is pregnant and says, you know what? Alevai, she yelled in Benzah. The Gemara says, Tfilah Shav. Damage was done. Kid was created. You can't do anything. The Gemara says, no, it says, Yeshafilah Yeshavah Salamashber. Kodesh Baruch Hikiyin and Kachayna Biyad Ayetzer. God could do anything. And I bring it right. It says, Ve'ach Hayol Bebas. He was Nehepach. He was in the presence of Leah said, you know what? My sister Rochel, I had 6 children, and the shvach is at 2 apiece. And Ruach HaKodesh is telling me they're going to be only 12 shvatim. If you are going to give me another son, she's only going to have Yosef. She's going to be worse than the shvachis. Please, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, I want you to turn around and swap my baby in my Bnei Me'ayim and make it into the kever in order for my sister to have at least 2 shvatim. This is the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you know what? Ein maskir maise nisim. Nishkech sedesh maises. This is a nais. Ein maskir maise nisim. Don't bring me maise nisim. But, we get a daven next week in the Yoytzefer Rosh Hashanah. Targum Yoynesan says, Ve'achar ken yodobos, ukro shmo dino, Ahum, I'm going to translate. Omro Bram mini palkus shiftayu. I am giving half of the shvatim. Bram in rochel achoisi ifku trei shifted. Please let her have 2. Kemoy de nafka michad min amahoso should be at least like one of the shvachos. Veshama mikadam Hashem tzlusa deleo. Because both were her. And what happened? So the Gemara broke the Chama says the baby switched his gender. He became from a baby boy to a baby girl in order to enable Rochel to have another Shevet Zah. V'yishalfifu ubarayu. B'meyei hoi. Got news for you. Rochel and Leah were pregnant at the same time. And the nace was not that the son, the next son of Rochel, the next son of Leah, swapped and became in the cave of Adina. Barakadosh Baruch Hu yishalfu barayu b'mei heihoin. Ve'aveyoyev Yosef b'me'od Rochel ve'dina b'me'od Leah. They made a swap. In America it's called 1031 tax-free exchange. They took the baby out of the stomach of Leah and they converted it into Rochel, and the baby from the Rochel put it into Leah. Next week in the Yitzchus of Rosh Hashanah, Mashah brings down in Nidah of Lamed Aleph. Mora brings down that Isha Mazra Tchila Yoled Zohar and Ish Mazri Tchila Yoled Nekeva. What's the raya? Because it says Ve'ez Dina Bitoy. It says Dina Bitoy. In fact, the Mashah, what do you mean Ve'ez Dina Bitoy? It's not true, because Be'emes he was born Meikar Adin. It was a Zohar. It's just the Epoch to the Keva. Zog the mashup. Veroisi b'sefer panach razi. It's one of Balatesis. That it's not true. That the nace was not that the Zohar was converted, became an Akeva. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu swaf, sileif, like it says. Dino b'yehoisef, look at the Yitzchus in the beginning of Tadaras Hashatz. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a swap. And Dina, who was really at the stomach of who? Of Rochel was inserted. It was a Maisa Nisim, we're not here. But the essence of the nace was not changing the gender within the pregnancy of who?
Leah.
Of Leah, but rather taking this double two sisters pregnancy, swapping, taking the baby out of the stomach of the Me'ayim of Rochel, put into Leah, and Leah put into Rochel. So surrogate baby is not something which created the 1997. You have Al-Statentay. And I have to wrap it up. I was given 5 minutes by Mr. Dudi told me that on Sunday I could down me another 5 minutes. If not, we'll stop here. So the Marsha, you know why Vezdina Bita? Shamaiti! Let me read you the Lashon Marsha. Ubeshem Sefer V'Ara'am Tiretz B'Tirutzim Tchukim. Doesn't like the Mizrachis Tirutz. Ubesefer Panach Razim Me'echo Mibala Toysa Shamaiti L'Tarets. The Hadden Ebchodina Labas Ainusha Zohar Shabbeten Leah Nitam Bebeten Rochel. The Anakeva Shabbeten Rochel Nitam Bebeten Leah. The Ashtas Shapi, the Ike Yetzir Asa, was the cave. That's what it says, Vezdina Bita, Isha Masvaz Chil Yelel Zohar, Isha Masvaz Chil Yelel the cave. As I stated in the Masha. Vechein Moichichin Divrei Apayet, the Yetzes the Rosh Hashanah, the Yoim Aleph the Shachris, Ubor, talking about Rochel, whole beautiful piyut, Ubor lehomir bebeten achois, siluf dina beyosef. It was a cross bringing one baby to the other stomach. That's the case. We may suggest that the reason why Shimon married his sister is because really dina was created ab initio. In whose name, who's the biological mother of Dina? Rochel! Rochel is the biological mother. Comes out of Dina is really Achoisoi Minoav. Benoyach is Muta Bachois Minoav is only also Bachois Minoav. So that's all given good. Notwithstanding the above, if I would complete the shiur now, sure somebody would run after me in the street. Said, hey, hold on a second. Hey, Bazei! Chanzah, the Leah's tefillah was not fulfilled. She wanted the Shvatim should be two Shvatim beating what? Beating the two Shvatim should be at least attributed to her sister Rachel in order for her not to be sure any shortfall from any one of the Shvachis. Hey, Bazei. Chanzah, that we're saying that in Yilchus, Yichus, being that she was created biologically by the mother Rochel, she's not a sister of Shimon. So there's Emerson Abe. Rochel. Not Leah. So where did Rochel get to Ishmael? There it is. Ki ein la ava eimu b'mai sofia v'ima. You know what? The shame aim in Yuchas Yuchsin is different than the shame aim in Hilchis, who is the mother? When I'm going to look at the baby, whose baby it is? You know whose baby it is? Whoever the biological mother is. Because physically, she's the baby. In Hilchis Yuchsin, in intermarry a brother, marry a sister, he's not allowed to marry her. He is allowed to marry her. Because she's not his sister. But, being that the shame aim is not concluded as we brought before from the Gemara and Megillah, Mish'as the Yetzira, but the shame aim is only concluded, Mish'as the Leida. So comes out, the mother only becomes a mother, Mish'as the Leida. So Beyachas to Rochel, Rochel had two boys. Beyachas to Yilchus Yuchsin, we are not done. Who is the mother? You're right, the mother as a mother needs to wait till fulfillment of a pregnancy in order for the Leila to give her Chalei Shemein. She was Zeichet to have two Shvati. But this Dina, today, she's a Zasot Kilayim. She's a very, very controversial person. On one hand, her Yilchus Yuchsin gives her her what? Who is your mother? V'mimachta mishabeyach lechoyle. Nachman Machen, Bas Dino, Dino Bas, Rochel, the mommy is Rochel, because she's a biological mother. Aber mikum zu Rochel, und ich frage, Rochel, wie viele Kinder hast du? I have two. I have one Yosef, and I have one Benjamin. And this Dino, the Yosef, is the one who is, this Yosef is mine. Why is it mine? Because when I said, I never ever became a mother till I give birth. So being that I never became a mother till I give birth, although in Hilchus Yuchsin it has a shame of ben of the biological mother, in Hilchus motherhood, in Imahus, she's the Imo only, Yeladeto, Meso Imo, we learn from it, but it's Mame, Velta Mame, only by the way. Agutio.